portion of the creation story from the book of Genesis. So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. That was its name. What's in a name? Came across some interesting research published a couple of years ago that asked the question, does the name on a job application have any implication for the success of the applicant? Well, this particular research group sent out bogus and blinded applications in response to professional ads in the New York and Boston market. And we learned that resumes for people named Brad and Gray and Emily and Amy had a different set of outcomes than resumes sent under the name of Javon and Lakeisha, among other things. It seems that an Anglo-sounding name got a 50% higher callback rate than an African-American-sounding name. What's in a name? Well, most of us are named in some form or fashion to honor another person, an event, something in our culture to which parents establish meaning. A set of twins born in the city of Chicago several years ago were named Clark and Addison. Clark and Addison are two streets in the city of Chicago, perpendicular streets, the intersection of which is Wrigley Field. Clark and Addison tell everybody a little bit about what their parents find meaningful. Luke Joseph was very carefully named, I suspect, with biblical reference. In a doubly important way, in one sense, Luke the evangelist, Luke the teacher, Luke the physician, carrying with that name implications for the healing arts and the teaching, which make me think of other names in Luke's heritage. Kim, Macy, Larry, in the healing arts and in the teaching. Named also Luke Joseph, Joseph, guardian of our Lord, protector, foster father. I think of Russ, the police officer, Rich, in the family. People in whose name he is named. Names, what's in a name? Honor is in a name. And Luke Joseph will be the person he will be, taught, cared for, and given love by those for whom he is named. So also names imply expectations, because the name we carry becomes a part of the identities we come to know. You've no doubt read a zillion books about what to expect as your child grows. Soon he'll be holding his head up and have a new identity. Rolling over, crawling, walking, watch out. This is not news to you. We have Leah. He will assume many identities in his life beyond toddler, kindergartner, teenager, driver. Because the names we have, in some sense, call forth the activities we share. In fact, there are many names that exemplify that, driver being one, carpenter, smith, cook. That's how people named their children. It's how surnames came to be. An individual named in terms of what he or she comes to do. And he will do many things. He will be in many relationships. I guess we don't go steady anymore when we get into a relationship. I guess we talk to someone. We sort of surreptitiously maybe tell the adults in our life, well, I'm now talking to so-and-so. Well, he will come to talk to someone. And at some point, probably they'll stop talking and he will be crushed and we'll have to deal with that. But at some point, presumably, he will become not just Luke Joseph, child of Russ and Macy, but also perhaps spouse of someone. And maybe one day, sooner than we think, because it will feel like next month, we may find Luke walking to a place similar to this with a child in his arms. I mean, how long ago was it with Macy right here? About 6 months? She was this big, doing exactly this. Because life continues, and we bear the names of the identities we become. He will become part of a vocation. He will have an identity as a professional in some way. And he will presumably one day be a grandfather, a guardian, and in his own way, a healer. What's in a name? In a name is honor. In a name are expectations. And finally, in a name also is kinship. The Scandinavians figured this out. They named their surnames, or came up with surnames, John, son of John, John Johnson. Not terribly creative, but very precise. Christensen, Olafson, Adamson. Although I don't know how Emily, son of John Johnson, works out, but I guess we'll just take it for that. But clearly we are named for those with whom we share a kinship. And we create a community of faith. We call it a church. As we initiate into our fellowship of faith those who become the next generation of those who continue our ministry. And Luke Joseph is now on the books. We will write his name in the book. And his name appears in the book with those who have gone before him, those who've gone before those who've gone before him, and those who will come after him. And we today, by our profession of faith, accepted the responsibility for his nurturing and growth. We charge Russ and Macy to place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, bring him to the services of God's house, teach him that he belongs to a family of faith, and that he will grow and share in that responsibility. There will be names in the book that will come after him, and he will teach them, and life goes on. There is an amazing cyclical nature to what we share together in this life as a family and as a family of faith. But for the moment, let's simply take it for what it is. We have been deeply blessed by images of new life this day. And as I have in my own family shared the experience of now more deeply than ever before, having had the chance to hold infants in my arms, it's an amazing thing to watch them. To watch them go from being fussy to being asleep. And to listen to them while they sleep, that little sort of wheezy, snuffly kind of deeply asleep and at peace feeling that lets us know that whatever's gone before and whatever will come after will be the mix of what always goes before and after any event. Great joy, sometimes terrible sorrow, but always moving forward together in the company of those who love us. So let's just for the moment love this child and use this moment as a way to say thank you to the God who loved us before, will love us forever, but who most of all loves us now. And the evidence is Luke Joseph Balca. Amen.